It's an ominous day in Ukraine's capital. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Air raid sirens rang out again in Kyiv as Russian troops move in with more explosions. This woman's airport apartment building got hit.
I was sleeping. There was a sharp explosion, and I was thrown 3 meters from the room I was in into the corridor.
Now, the UN reports in addition to hundreds of Russian and Ukraine soldier deaths, there are more than 100 civilian casualties. Some Ukrainian citizens have been given guns to help in the fight. Other people are fleeing the city. Those shots rang out in a crowded train station.
And there's a very real threat that today, tomorrow, or in the coming days, the capital of Ukraine could fall into the hands of Russian forces.
Fox's Trey Yingst is in Kyiv.
It's not just here, though, that this fighting is taking place. We've seen images from across the country in Kharkiv, the second largest Ukrainian city, and some of the southern cities and eastern cities.
Now, there have also been long lines at banks. Some ATMs in Ukraine have run out of cash. There are attempts at new negotiations, but Russia's been insisting that Ukrainians lay down their arms first. President Biden said talks today with our NATO allies again. But the conflict is not stopping him from one of his items on the domestic to-do list. He'll formally announce today his nominee to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer.
Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson fulfills President Biden's pledge to name the first black woman to the Supreme Court. She has been a federal judge since 2013 and joined the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals last year. Jackson was previously a public defender, graduated from Harvard Law School, and clerked for Justice Breyer.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Jackson would need, of course, Senate confirmation. On Wall Street, there are more gains today after yesterday's rebound to close higher. The Dow is up more than 400 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Russia is facing economic sanctions from the U.S. and our allies and could be hit with more. And there are other ripple effects to its Ukraine invasion.
The governing bodies of European soccer and Formula One racing have announced decisions to pull major events out of Russia. Soccer's Champions League final, scheduled for May 28th, will not get played in St. Petersburg, but instead in Saint-Denis, France. Formula One racing states it is impossible to hold the Russian Grand Prix in the current circumstances. The event, scheduled for late September, has been canceled. Former heavyweight boxing champ Vitaly Klitschko, who's been mayor of Ukraine's capital city, Kyiv, since 2014, urged unity against Russian aggression.
Don't let it happen, continue happening in Ukraine. Don't let it happening in Europe and eventually in the world.
50-year-old Vitaly Klitschko and his brother, former boxing champ, 45-year-old Vladimir Klitschko, say they will fight for Ukraine on the front lines. Jared Max, Fox News.
The CDC is expected today to revise its mask guidance as COVID cases fall and many states end mandates are planned to.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden and his COVID team are making progress moving toward a time when the coronavirus is no longer a crisis.
And that is going to look at everything from the CDC is obviously reviewing mask guidance, but also how we're going to ensure that vaccines, boosters, tests, treatments, and other important components of our medicine cabinet are available to the American people.
Federal guidelines recommending indoor masking for 95% of the country are likely to change. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says her agency is shifting its focus from case numbers alone to preventing the most severe outcomes and minimizing COVID's impact on the healthcare system. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
And stocks are surging today despite another gauge of inflation hitting a 40-year high of 6.1% last month from a year ago. And consumer spending was up just over 2% in January. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.